speedbuilders.com. What was the other action for, other than the stress?
I think I broke my right or left foot. Can't recall. That was in 82.
Who were you working for at the time that you broke your right or left foot?
Kaiser Permanente.
As a messenger?
Yes, sir.
Where were you located when you broke your right or left foot?
Harbor City.
And that's the same location as to where you had your stress claim?
Yes, sir.
Who was the attorney that handled your 1982 action, workers' compensation action?
Modesto Diaz.
The same attorney?
Yes, sir.
And where was he located, by the way? You don't know his actual street address, though?
No, sir.
All right. Then again, other than the right or left foot workers' comp action, and other than your stress action, did you have any other workers' compensation case that you filed before our accident?
No, sir.
Your injuries from this accident are your neck and back primarily, is that correct?
I'm sorry, this accident meaning?
The accident we're here about today.
Neck, back, and shoulder.
And you would remember any prior work comp action involving your neck and back, would you not? Are you instructing him not to answer? You're positive that you did not have a neck and back workers' compensation action before this accident, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
When you played softball, what league were you in? Do you know what classification it was?
B and C.
And was that in the San Pedro area?
South Bay area.
Was there a league? Do you remember the name of it?
It was the Carson League.
And the last team that you played on, do you remember the name of that?
Kaiser Pipeline.
Was that guys from work?
Yes, sir.
And was that other messengers or just everybody who was at Kaiser that wanted to play?
Everybody that was at Kaiser.
Who was in charge of that team, do you remember?
Eli Bantilis.
Do you know how to spell that?
No, sir. Bantilis. Bantilis. Something like that.
Do you remember what his job was at Kaiser?
Storeroom worker.
What date did the accident happen on? Do you remember?
October 6, 1989.
What day of the week was that?
Friday.
Where were you going at the time the accident happened?
Coming home from work.
You were going home then?
Yeah.
And where were you coming from?
I just left my job.
Where was your job?
Heinz Pet Products.
What had you done at Heinz Pet Products?
Security officer.
Where was Heinz Pet Products located?
Terminal Island.
How long had you had a job as a security officer for Heinz Pet Products at the time of the accident?
2 months.
What time did the accident happen?
10:15 p.m.
What street were you located on at the time the accident occurred?
Pacific and 37th.
What street were you on?
Pacific.
And were you driving a car?
Yes, sir.
What kind of a car were you driving?
A 1980 Chevy Citation.
What color was it?
Gold.
And on Pacific, what direction were you traveling?
Northbound.
How many lanes are there for Pacific northbound in the area where the accident took place?
Two. Well, one each way.
One lane northbound, one lane southbound?
Yes, sir.
And the area where the accident took place, is that a flat area? Well, the area as you approached where the accident took place, is that a flat area?
It's like a hill.
Where does the hill start from where the accident took place?
I can't think. I think it's 36th and Pacific. It's not a big hill.
And were you going up the hill on 37th or down the hill?
Going up.
At the time of the accident and at the time of the impact, how fast were you traveling?
30 miles an hour.
How do you know that?
It's the speed limit.
How do you know you were going 30 miles per hour? Had you looked at your speedometer?
Can't recall.
And you say you were going 30 miles an hour just because that's the speed limit in that area?
Yes, sir.
Do you ever exceed the speed limit?
No, sir.
And did you know that was the speed limit before that day?
Yes, sir.
What was your first indication there was going to be an accident?
Can you say that again, please?
What was your first indication there was going to be an accident?
I don't understand.
When did you first realize there was going to be an accident?
I didn't realize.
When was your first notice there was going to be an accident?
When we hit.
And up until the point when you hit, did you ever see the other car?
No, sir.
Did you see the car even for a brief second before the incident occurred?
No, sir.
Which direction did the other car come from?
West, heading east.
Was that from your left?
Yes, sir.
On your left, at that particular intersection, was there any vehicle parked going southbound on Pacific?
Can't recall.
You don't recall any vehicles there?
No, sir.
Was there any other traffic heading in your direction of travel, either ahead or behind you?
No, sir.
Had you been through that particular area before that day?
Yes, sir.
How many times?
Lots.
Is that one of the routes you took to get home?
Yes, sir.
So when you say lots, that tells me, what, 30 times at least, do you think?
More.
Now, the location where the accident happened, was there any kind of stop sign or signal there?
Can you phrase that better, please?
Yeah, where the accident took place, was that in the intersection of 37th and Pacific?
No, it wasn't. I had the right of way.
Whether you had the right of way or not, was it actually inside of an intersection where the accident happened?
No.
Where did the accident happen in relation to where the two streets come together?
On 37th and Pacific.
And on your street, Pacific, was there any kind of directional control for your direction of travel? Stop sign, yield sign, stoplight?
No, sir.
How about for 37th? Was there any kind of sign?
Yes, sir. Stop sign.